What is going on? Listen, today we are going to jump in right away. I want to be brief and to the point, give you some encouragement and some things to think about as you go along your week. Welcome to the Preach Girl Podcast. My name is Christy Miranda. Let's go. Okay, girl, here's the question. Are you settling for less? Are you settling for less? Now, I don't ask you questions that I don't ask myself. So I ask myself this, and I have to evaluate this every now and again, because I am a person who is committed to growth. I want to be growing in my spirit and in my relationship with the Lord. I want to be growing in my faith. I want to be growing in ministry. I want to be growing in the businesses that I do. I want to be growing as a parent, growing as a friend. Are you settling for less? Are you growing or are you settling for less? So we're going to hit seven things and we're going to make this brief, but I want to hit seven things today that you can be evaluating in your own life that I have to evaluate in mine when I'm asking myself, am I settling for less? All right, let's jump in. Number one, this is one of the first things we have to do. We have to stop making excuses for poor behavior and limiting belief and rationalization. Now, I know that's like, hello, why did I get like the medicine right straight out of, it's like taking NyQuil and just taking a big old gulp of it. I know it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. Burns going down. I get it. But man, sometimes we just have to take this kind of medicine. The question, well, it's not really a question, it's a statement. Stop making excuses for poor behavior, limiting beliefs, and rationalizations, whether that is coming from you or the people that you surround yourself with in the closest proximity. You don't have time. We don't have space. There is no time for great growth, for living at your best level, if you have poor behavior, limiting beliefs, and rationalizations, putting things off, giving yourself excuses, and or letting other people come in and say, well, you can't do this because, and you just receive that, and then we live and settle for less because we've rationalized it, we've had poor behaviors, and we've had limiting beliefs. That's number one. The number two is you've got to realize that your current circumstances are not your final destination. This, I wish I could just put up on your wall. I wish I could just take a Sharpie marker and write it across your mirror in your bathroom. Your current circumstance is not your final destination. You must keep going. I don't care how dark the night. I don't care how bad the situation. I don't care how scared you are right now. I don't care how bad the money is or how frustrated you are in the moment and the season that you're in. You have to grasp, you have to lay hold of the understanding that your current circumstance is not your final destination. You do not have to build a house in the low place. Yes, the Bible says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's a walkthrough place. It's a place of transition. The valley of the shadow of death is not the place that you were intended to build your house with brick and mortar. It's not the place that you were supposed to plant your life. Your current circumstances are not your final destinations. If you'll commit your life to growth, commit your life to Christ, and move forward, even slow progress is still progress. And number three, don't agree to the things that you actually don't agree to. I know that sounds so silly, but that's a big deal for me. Like, I would say yes to things that I didn't really agree to or I didn't really want to do. And so then when things would come along that I really did, I was already committed to something I didn't want to do. So my yeses have to become my yeses. Your no's have to become your no's. My friend Barbara Russell, she has a book called Yes, I Said No. And it's to help with some boundaries around these things. Don't agree to the things that you actually don't agree to or want to do. I know it sounds easier said than done. But at some point, you have to understand, and I have to understand, that we have a finite amount of time that we have been allotted to live on this people planet. And to, in order to get done what we are called to do, what we feel passion, impassioned to do, what we feel maybe the Spirit of God has called us to do, in order to get those things done, we cannot please everybody. We cannot say yes to everything. Just because it's good doesn't mean it's what I'm called to. So number three is don't agree to the things that you don't actually agree to. Number four, make sure your words and your actions align. Huh, there's nothing worse. And there's I mean, we've all done it, but it's not a great example to unbelievers. It's not a great example to the people around you. It's not a great example to your children when your words and your actions don't line up. If I say that I'm a woman of character, then I have to make decisions that align. My actions have to align with the facts that I am a woman of character. If I say that I am a Christian woman, then my behavior needs to align. My action needs to align with what my beliefs are, my core beliefs, my values, what my words are. We want to make sure that our actions line up with our words, that they are in alignment. This is how we make sure that we're not settling for less. Oh, I really want to do this. I really want to reach this goal. I really want to, I believe God's called me to this. Those might be your words, but are your actions saying I scroll on social media for 5 hours a day and I binge watch Netflix every chance I have and I waste the time that I've been given to fulfill what God's called me to? Do your words and your actions align? Number five on asking yourself the questions of, am I settling for less? The number five statement is recognize your own worth. Recognize your own worth. When you settle for less, you are never satisfied. Man, I don't know if you've seen Hamilton, but there's a song in there. You will never be satisfied. I will never be satisfied. And I'm kind of being silly about that. But when I say that sentence, that's what comes up for me. If we don't recognize our own worth, then we settle for less and we're never satisfied. God has called you. He has purposed you. He's anointed you. He's gifted you for a specific purpose under heaven. And whatever that is, you've got to go for that thing and not settle for less and know your own worth. You know, it's not arrogant to say you're good at something. It's not arrogant to say this is my jam. This is what I'm called to. This is what I love doing. It's not arrogant. And having self-worth, recognizing that you have self-worth, your own worth, because of what Christ has done in you. Yes, it's with the help of the Lord. Yes, it's because of the gifting of God. Yes, it's because God has empowered us and endued us with Holy Spirit power, but we still have to make the decision to say yes. And there's value in you. You are worth more than low living and sight walking and colorless dreams and smooth knees. You are created to do great things in your life. My goodness. Are you settling for less? Number six, set boundaries. Set boundaries and don't allow them to be crossed. Yes, girl, I know. It's so much easier said than done, especially when you have a people-pleasing habit or streak. And I'm built like that. I'm definitely have people-pleasing tendencies. And I like people to like me. But the more aligned I get with my purpose, the more in tune I am with the Spirit of God. Somebody needs to hear this today. The more aligned I am to my purpose and the more in tune I am with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of God, the more I realize that I have to set boundaries and not allow other people to cross them. If you heard that train whistle in the back, it's because I'm recording this in my home that I bought recently for me and my daughter with the help of the Lord. If I wouldn't have had the right boundaries in place, if I would have just been listening to all of the voices, everybody around me, there's no way I would even be sitting in this house right now. So while I didn't plan for that train whistle to come through, it came through as an illustration of the goodness of God, that there's got to be those boundaries that we put around us and not allowing others to cross them. Listen, it's not ungodly to say no. It's not unholy or unrighteous to have a boundary, even with your family. Even with your family, it doesn't mean you have to be ugly. It doesn't mean you have to be rude or coarse or unkind. Having a boundary is healthy. If you take a boundary, if you take the riverbanks off of a river, which by the way, the riverbanks are the boundary. If you take the riverbanks off of a river, you end up with a swamp. You end up with a place that doesn't have the same kind of flow or the same kind of purpose. Boundaries, those riverbanks create life and safety and direction around a river. And it's the same thing for you. And then number seven is create a plan. Create a plan. And are you settling for less? The last statement I want to ask you about is creating a plan. What is the plan? Do you hate your job? Do you hate the situation that you're in? But if all you ever do is point at what you hate and complain about what you hate and stare at what you hate and cry about what you hate and hate your life, then that's all you will get. But if you are like, no, I have to get my life in alignment with what God's called me to. I have to really seek the Lord and see what the path that he has for me is, because what I'm on right now is settling for less. And so is that evaluating, do I need to change jobs? Do I need some new friends? Do I need a different circle of people, a circle of influence of friends? Do I need to branch out? What about, do I need to start going back to church and getting involved in my local church? Maybe you need to reboot your nutrition. I know that, you know, that's something that I'm looking at right now as we're in July, of just looking at and going back over where I've gotten sloppy in my health and nutrition habits and tightening some of those things up because I'm settling for less in those areas. So, you know, when you create a plan around any of those kinds of things, maybe you need to create a plan around your finances. I talk to women a lot who are just, and I've been there. It's not like I've just talked to women. I am that woman that if I don't keep my eyes and have a plan around my finances, it gets away from me. And so I want to challenge you to create a plan, build habits that will get you closer to your goals. I mean, I used to be about that hustle culture. When my life changed and I became a single mom and, you know, the wheels fell off the bus and I was the only one doing anything to try and, you know, bring money into this house. With the help of the Lord, I got a plan and his favor was on me and he opened up doors. But I'm no longer in that season. So if I continue to operate like I'm in an old season, when I'm in a different season, then the same strategies don't work. So I have to reevaluate goals and I have to reevaluate the plan and I have to get some things together, building habits that will get me closer to my goals. So today, what I wanted to do was I wanted to bring some challenging thoughts to those of you who I know are leaning in to the purpose of God on your life. We're in July, and it's a great time to just kind of take a fine-tooth comb and reevaluate, sit down with a cup of coffee and a notebook or however you do it, and just start going over some things. Am I settling for less here? Am I settling for less? Am I making excuses for my poor behavior or somebody else's poor behavior? Do I have limiting beliefs and rationalizations? And then realizing that your current circumstances are not your final destination. So when you can write that down on a piece of paper, these are some of the current circumstances in my life that are scary. They're overwhelming, maybe a little bit. They're hard. They're not fun, but they're not my final destination. And if I can get a plan around this, I can move forward with the help of the Lord. Don't agree to the things that you don't actually agree to and waste your time. And then you know how it is. You get to the thing that you agreed to and you resent the whole entire situation that you agreed to. Ugh. Gosh, I'm raising my hand because I've done that before. Make sure your words and your actions align. Man, yet let your yeses be yes, your noes be no, and make sure that your words and your actions align even to yourself. Set boundaries and don't allow them to be crossed, your purpose, come on, your purpose is not up for negotiation. It's not up for negotiation. Recognize your own worth. When you settle for less, you're never satisfied. Don't allow your boundaries to be crossed or negative dream killers, snatching, thieving, robbing, people coming in trying to talk down to your dreams and the goals and the purpose that God put in your heart. You don't have space. You don't have space. You don't have time. Figure out what you got to do to eliminate your time around dream thieves and dream killers and get around people that speak life into you. Man, it's so important. It's vital. It's vital. Some of you that are listening right now, I know that it is vital that if you don't get away from some of these negative voices, your life is going to continuously spiral and go down in a negative direction because you move in the direction that you look. And if all that's going in your ear gate and all that's going in your eye gate and all that you're listening to and meditating on is negative and life sucking and dream killing, then that's the direction you're going to continue to go in. And you don't have to. You get to control the boundaries in your life. You do, well, Pastor Chris, you don't understand. You don't understand. No, you don't understand. You're a grown person. You are grown. And I release you in the name of Jesus to make decisions and set boundaries. And if you need help, I understand some of us haven't ever been able to do that. If you need help, you look up my girl, Barbara Russell. She's phenomenal. She'll help you out. Her book is called Yes, I Said No. I don't get any royalties from it. I don't get any perks from it. I just believe in her and believe in what she teaches around boundaries. And then finally, again, we're going to land the plane on create a plan. Do you need to change jobs? Do you need to get some more education? Do you need to take some action? Woo! Do you need to take action? Because action breaks a hesitation cycle. Action breaks that procrastination cycle and your life changes and shifts and begins to move. Do you need to find some new friends, a new circle of people? Do you need to reboot your nutrition or your health and wellness? Do you need to go over your finances with a fine-tooth comb so you can get a plan around that? Build habits that will get you closer to your goals. I hope you were encouraged today. I hope you were inspired with just a little bit, just a few minutes together. This is just some mindset stuff that I have to work on in my own life. And girl, I know if I'm working on it in my life, there's a good chance that the people that are in my tribe are in the same boat. So let me pray for you, and we're going to get off of here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for every single person listening. I thank you, Lord God, that you love them, that you've called them by name, that there is no one on this planet that is made with the same DNA and purpose and destiny that they are. God, I pray that they would begin to sense your spirit and your presence with them right where they are. I pray, Father God, for breakthrough moments as they go back over these thoughts. I pray for breakthrough aha moments by the Spirit of God on ways that they can shift, adjust, and realign their lives so that they can not settle for less and lean into the purpose of God in their life. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. By the way, if you heard a poppy in the background, y'all, it's 4th of July weekend when I'm recording this. Ain't nobody shooting off. Nobody's shooting anything. It's just firecrackers. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys. Hey, girl. Thanks again so much for being here at Christy Miranda's Preach Girl Podcast. It just means the world to me. I really super duper appreciate it. If you could do me a favor, if you felt encouraged or if you felt like you could take even just one nugget of truth away from today that you could apply, if you were encouraged or inspired, would you mind doing me a favor and just sharing today's podcast with a friend? You could send it to them in a text or maybe post it on your Facebook page or something like that. It would mean the world to me. I just really want to make sure that women are encouraged, that they're inspired, that they're edified, and that they're championed, that they can do great things in their life with the help of the Lord for the kingdom of God, for their families. And it would just mean the world to me if you wouldn't mind sharing it. I hope that you come back and listen again next week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye.